Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey guys, this is Erica Ramirez, senior editor at Billboard. With me today I have It's the Real's Jeff and Eric Rosenthal.
Oh, hi.
And Nod, who works over at MTV, but I'll let you guys all kind of explain what you do. And Jeff and Eric, this is your second time on the podcast.
Are we the first returning guests?
Other than Jason, which doesn't count because he works here.
Well, we could leave.
Well, we practically work here.
And then we can come back. Yeah. And then we're like returning guests for real.
There you go.
Actually, you just wrote for Billboard.
I did.
Yeah,
I did.
Yes, which really? We will be talking about today.
So save it for the podcast.
Yes. Oh, sorry. Thank you. So why don't you guys tell the listeners who have not heard the episode you guys were on with Mac Miller what you guys do?
So I'm Jeff.
I'm Eric.
And yeah, we talked to Mac Miller about his new mixtape.
Generally, we're hip hop sketch comedians. Right. I think that's mostly what people were wondering.
They were wondering if we talked to Mac Miller.
Yeah, no, we do sketches. We've done interviews. We've done
work for MTV. We performed at Bonnaroo.
We did. We have a mixtape out with DJ Drama. Another one on the way. Urbane Outfitters 2.
Yeah, we're really out here.
We are out here. That's what we do.
Yeah. And they're actually two different people.
Yeah. That's why you need to differentiate our voices. Yeah. It's like, how long did it take you to like figure out like which guy?
Which one
was which? In the clips. Yeah. You know, like, was it always, I can, you know, understand each one?
I mean, well, I know you guys in real life now. You guys answer, it's crazy because like when you ask a question, you guys both answer the question at the same exact time. It's weird. It's crazy. It's like, but you guys aren't twins or nothing.
No, well, Jeff is a twin.
But not him.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Can you guys tell which one of us like will tweet a certain
no.
thing?
Oh, no, can. I don't. I don't either. That's also scary. Yes. Well, so I don't know who's talking to me.
I do know.
I'm the meaner one.
You're the meaner.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he's Eric, just he's the
you
fun
can tell Eric
one.
Thinks about his the tweets.
Okay. Okay. So you're the reckless one.
Yes. Jeff is
the reckless one. All
right. Yes. Not so. Tell us a little bit about what you do over at MTV.
All right. I'm at MTV 2. Which is, you know, which is the, you know, home of Guy Code and Wild and
it's
Out.
It's better than MTV.
It's the Guy Channel. It's the Guy Channel. So I'm a story producer over there, which means, you know, I'm with certain we had a show over there called The Weekend Jams. I was a story producer for that show. So I pretty much wrote the script every week. You know, it was hosted by DJ Envy, Charlamagne the God, Sophie Green. We had plenty of guests. We had a rotating table of guests or whatever.
It's the real.
And I also do, I'm also in the enhanced content department. So whenever you watch MTV2 and you see a news ticker float by with all types of news in there, that's me. Well, me and my partner, you know what I mean? So it's just both of us, and we just plug that in all day. We scour Twitter all day for juicy headlines, and we put it in and we pop it in there.
But tell Erica what your favorite show is.
It's not my favorite show. I think yeah, everybody, like everybody gets to have one piece of trash television.
Okay.
That you can watch.
What
and
is
mine's
it?
Is Love & Hip Hop. I watch Love & Hip Hop. Every Monday, I tune in, I live tweet, and I just shake my head at these people.
I think I've actually made fun of you.
Yeah, everybody makes fun of me because I'm such a, like, I'm you wouldn't expect it.
Do you feel differently about any of the artists on there? Like, do you feel differently Love & Hip Hop for Joe Budden and post?
Nah, not really. I mean, it's crazy, like, I was a huge Joe Budden fan. I mean, little quick fact tidbit. I was actually in the Pump It Up video.
What?
No one ever. You'll never find it, though.
Put it in the podcast.
Yeah, I was actually in the Pump It Up video. I went down there when Miami Memorial Day 2003 went out there.
What?
That's a whole nother story. But like Saigon, I was a huge Saigon fan.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, him doing reality television kind of disappointed me, but you know, a check's a check, I guess, at this point. And you know what I mean? But I mean, nah, I mean, Stevie J is still a crazy, I mean, he's a legendary producer. Mm-hmm. I can actually, like, the discography's crazy. You can't deny that, but
Peter
actually,
Guns is a legend.
Peter Guns, Deja Vu is a legendary song. You know what I mean? And Corey Guns is a very, very dope MC. I mean, I don't
legendary. Yeah, I mean, I'm Young Money member.
But I mean, I don't feel any different about any artist like before or after. Really, like it's like it is what it is. Like,
by the way, I think once you're in Young Money, you can never get out, right?
No.
You're just there for life.
I think you're trapped in there. Nice. I think it's locked in.
Same with lawsuits.
It's nice.
It's you and lawsuits that are there for life.
It's like joining a union, you know? Right. Just
work.
Anyway, Drake, I guess, right?
So, yes, I wanted to talk about Drake and the ESPYs, but also something that that Eric worked on for Billboard on Tuesday Wednesday morning was Drake's like top 25 moments in sports.
Yeah. You hit me up and you were like, what do you think about Drake and basketball specifically? And I was like, it's bigger than that. Like, I feel like, you know, whether it's him dating Serena or whether it's him getting kept out of the Miami Heat locker room, yeah, or whether it's like just everyone being like, how long have you been a Kentucky fan?
The lint roller.
There's so much. It's funny. And I got to do a lot of research on it. And you see all of these interviews, like it's a great number of interviews where he's like, he tells how much he appreciates sports and relates to it. And he's like, we're all young. We're all like part of this. And that's why I want to be like around these guys. But the funny thing to me is he's 27 now, right? And he's not so young anymore. So like him going into that locker room is a little strange for me. And that was like, you know, like
he's a fan.
I know,
he's
but
a
like
fan.
What I said in the piece was like, I remember going back from college and going to like a high school party and being like, this is strange now. Yeah, like I'm on the outside of an inside joke.
But he never had that experience. Like Drake never went, he didn't finish high school. So it's like, you know what I mean? I can see why, you know. Yeah. It's crazy that he happens to stand for every winning team, though. That's the thing that's like, I don't know. But
is especially, it crazy or is it a trend?
It's a trend.
Well, no, it actually is now. Like, yeah. And just to be like very sports for a second, like I found like when I was starting to play like fantasy football or whatever, my allegiances to my team got real messed up because I'm rooting for like
over.
Everyone from
you
every
care.
Different team.
You don't care anymore.
So it's now like, it's like such an individual.
Are you a Giants you know, fan?
What's that? No, Redskins fan, actually.
Oh, you can't say that word.
Yeah. I know I can't.
God, yeah. You got to edit that out.
Yeah.
Golly.
This is an actual thing, by the way. So like Starter had us in their lookbook last year. Yeah. And they were like, we'll give you guys free jackets. Which ones do you want? And I asked for
Eric
Nick's
is wearing
one.
A Starter hat, by the way, right now.
I am. I was asking. That's where I got that.
Plugging away.
I asked for a Knicks one, right? Uh-huh. And they were like, we're all out of them. They're like, do you want an NFL one? And I'm like, thinking to myself, like, I'm a Redskins fan, but
damn,
I can't be out
can't
there like
that,
wearing that.
Fan.
No, yeah,
man.
No.
You're a Washington
cannot.
Fan.
A Washington hat. Can I have a Washington hat? Oh, man.
He kind of made a joke of that. About not choosing, about always going with the winning team,
right?
In his opening speech,
yes,
at the ESPYs, how he, you know, he goes with the team till they lose, and then he,
yeah,
stops.
I think just, I think overall, we should say that, I mean, there's a whole team of writers who are, you know, in the back room who write for Drake, so he brings a certain something, but they also help him. Convey that. Yeah. So I think a lot of those guys, we happen to know one, but we know a lot of those guys in the back room sort of have an idea of who Drake is and what fun to poke, you know? And I think that that's a big thing that they were like, oh, you know, it'll really go well. A lot of people know that you are sort of a bandwagon fan or more of an individual fan than like a team fan. So we're going to talk about that. So I don't think it was him like going out there and being like, although it was taken as that, but the real truth of the matter is like, it's people putting their lines in there so it'll be funny, you know?
So what else did you guys think of? Not just the opening speech, but any other moments like throughout?
I like the song with Brian McKnight where they talked about side pieces.
I loved it because Brian McKnight also came out.
Is Brian McKnight your side piece?
No. I won't reveal my side piece, but it's not Brian McKnight.
Mac Miller.
No. Macklemore.
Yes, got a little shot, got a little poke.
Yeah. I didn't see the show, by the way, so I'm just catching up with you. I'm on a podcast. Right, we're just talking about, and I'm just, I don't know what's going on.
We're out at Taping of Loving Hip Hop.
I would know. I was actually out, I was at a VH1 event, definitely, arguing with B-Dot and my cousin Big Waz on Twitter, at Big Waz.
You were living?
Yeah, we were arguing about Chuck D and Public Enemy. No, not
Troy.
You know, I get a lot of Troy Ave arguments. Nah, it was actually about Public Enemy and Chuck D. Yeah, it's a whole other episode, a whole other thing.
Well, actually, so Drake walked out. His walkout music was
Bobby Shmurda.
Bobby Shmurda.
Yeah.
And
can't
and
say the name of the song.
Immediately on Twitter, you saw someone tweeted what about Troy Ave?
That he must be so pissed.
I don't know where all this animosity and hatred for Troy Ave came from.
Well, there can only be one New York rapper.
The one at the game, New York. That's what I was joking to my man about that. That there can only be one New York rapper at a time. So there's like, we can't, for some reason, you can't have too many new New York rappers walking through the door. So I for some, but everybody does, like, Troy must be doing something right. Because, I mean, hatred is, you know, real thing.
I don't know.
Next to love. Right?
I mean, I guess. Right? I think that, first of all, if there's one New York rapper that I would prefer, it'd be French Montana.
But he's not new anymore.
But he's not really new.
He's not new, right?
He's been around for.
He's been around.
I was watching some actual mixtape stuff, like the DVD mixtape stuff.
Cocaine DVDs.
Amazing.
He's new to the Kardashian fans.
Oh my
he
god!
Is.
So yeah. The way he is, it's a whole other world. But no, not French Montana.
But so what did Drake say exactly
about
Macklemore?
He just came out and danced, kind of like walked out.
Oh, no, to Bobby Shmurda?
Oh, to Bobby Shmurda. Yeah. No, I was talking about Macklemore.
Because he was doing a song about, like, the runners-up, basically.
He said real music great. Doesn't always win Grammys. And then there's a nice
Good music, he said?
Real music doesn't always win.
No, but he took a shot at Macklemore, like, Grammy night, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
about Grammy night. It was not in a tweet. It was in a Rolling Stone interview.
Right. That's right. Yeah.
It was the same Rolling Stone interview where he pretty much went in on
Jay. Same one.
And referred to a Kanye line as like that's something Fabulous would say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which I find mad funny.
Fab, who was in the audience last night and enjoyed it, apparently.
Yeah.
According to his tweets. Yeah.
According to his tweets. Because
here's the thing that happens on Twitter, as you know, like everyone goes in. Yeah. And it's like even if he's doing a great job,
they just had a field day. No, we can't curse on this. I don't want to curse. It'd be a bad representation of me.
But they had a field day last night. Like everyone's just like going in on him. Meanwhile, like the truth of the matter is, like he's actually doing a pretty good job.
I'm pretty
for somebody.
Sure he did.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm pretty sure he did.
I thought
good
the
job.
Monologue was the weakest part.
I agree.
I thought that the other stuff was much better.
Yeah.
I like the Blake Griffin, Chris Brown.
Yes, great.
That looked crazy.
I like when Chris Brown called himself the American sweetheart.
Oh wow.
I like when he kind of like. I just haven't seen Chris Brown kind of make fun of himself.
Have you watched
minute?
the video?
I'm straight, just like,
okay.
We're just gonna cut you out.
Okay, so basically what happened was they did a pre-taped segment where Blake and Drake were friends.
Yeah.
And then that all
and they had done a movie together.
Yeah. And they
and
were
so the question was when they do the title for it, is it gonna be Blake and Drake to keep it simple, or is it gonna
I'm
be
already
Drake
laughing.
And Blake?
Yeah. But it ended up being really great. Where their whole thing when they're like, hey, we're brothers now, like we went through all this, you know, filming and everything, now we're tight as brothers, that broke them up and they went against each other, right? So it was a whole bunch of like sabotages against each other, including he was going to get his appendix out or something like that,
right.
And Blake was in surgery with him, and a whole bunch of doctors dismissed them.
Sophie.
Yeah, and got Chris Brown to be the substitute doctor. But by the way, Erica, did you feel watching that as I did, that maybe like some of the fun was taken away because we saw a picture of Chris and
gang
Drake
banging?
In the studio?
Oh, in the studio. Oh, no. Yeah. No.
I thought, to do with
this. Oh, no. Yeah, my bad. No, it's hard for this guy. I don't know, man. The guy last week was literally gang banging. Was throwing up sets in a club.
He was.
Blood
yeah.
sets.
Oh, right.
And
yeah.
now
yeah.
he's on the SBC
right.
smiling and cheesing. So it's like, I don't know, man. I'm sorry for anything.
I was like, that.
I was like, gang?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Bang it.
What if you would have came out at the ESPYs like that?
What's that? Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
But... Wait, what were you gonna? What was your question?
I was just saying,
the picture ruined it.
Yeah,
definitely did.
I felt it.
Who was that picture? Whose account was that? Was that Chris Brown's account?
No,
it was Chris Brown's. Well, no,
I thought it was a Chris Brown like fan account or something, right?
It was actually, I believe it was a blogger.
Yeah,
she tweeted that photo.
Oh yeah, she ruined it.
How did she get the photo?
I mean, I don't think that she was probably told to take it off or anything like that. But I know that when they were in the studio together, there was like a lot of people there.
Yeah, that definitely took away the impact.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, yeah, I guess
that would have been like much bigger.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of
because part of it was like, all right, he comes in as a doctor and he's the worst option for Drake because he hates him.
Yeah.
Except now, like a week before, we're like, they don't really hate cool each now, other. Yeah.
So like, they completely ruined it.
I saw New York Magazine, Amanda Dobbins said that.
So the Skylar Diggins crush.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He got a nice little kiss on the forehead.
He did.
Skylar Diggins.
Yeah, he did. I liked that skit.
Is that a friend zone type of thing?
He had a
good I mean, I think
so,
that it's.
She has a boyfriend.
Yeah, that's like, the thing. She already had a boyfriend.
I'm pretty sure she had to ask for the blessing from the boyfriend. Like, is it cool with you that we do this skit?
Right.
Knowing Drake, he probably met dude beforehand and
gave him like a great hug.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Maybe he was friend zoned. Yeah, he probably was friend zoned on national television.
No, he was already friend zoned, I feel like.
I don't think that this was the coronation.
But this was a kiss on the, peck? What, he gave him a peck on
because
the forehead?
Because for people who don't know, he put up 3 or 4 Instagram pictures and then 4 Instagram videos.
Damn. Making fun of the boyfriend for overreacting.
Yeah.
I think that it's just like, you
know. Hashtag reacting.
That's crazy.
Yeah. He's got a... Hashtag crush.
That was Wayne's crush first, though.
By the way.
He used to wear her jerseys. Yeah, he used to wear, when she was at Notre Dame, he used to wear her jerseys at shows and interviews and stuff. So, I don't know.
Well, as it goes with Young Money.
Yeah, definitely.
Eric mentioned his favorite kind of Drake sports moment. What are your guys' favorite Drake moment throughout sports?
Do you want to go first?
I'm thinking. I'm processing.
Okay, I would say that the lint roller thing is the best, but my second favorite would probably be, I mean, I like that he has made the Raptors a thing.
I agree with that.
And that's like a sincere thing. I think that like it's amazing that he had a, wasn't it like Raptors weekend? Oh no! It was the same weekend that he was hosting SNL, right?
No, they had a game that was all like OVO related,
right? But was that in Brooklyn or no?
No,
was that the playoff? No,
no, it was before. It was during the regular season.
Okay,
and yeah, I mean they blacked out the whole audience with like OVO, you know, shirts.
That's dope.
They had a lot of stuff. He was very, like, he put himself out there you know, met everyone. And
he performed, too, didn't he?
He performed, yeah.
Yeah.
He gave, like, some kid, like, some OVO Jordans.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I would say my least favorite thing is the season handshake.
Oh, the Manziel? The
Manziel thing? I do not like that.
He's like, I do not like that.
Yeah, not a fan.
What about
my favorite Drake sports moment? I don't really have one, yo. Like, I mean...
What's the one that stands out to you the most?
I mean, definitely getting denied after the Heat won the title. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's kind of crazy. Like, I don't know what his relationship with the team was at the time. I don't know his relationship with... I mean, he's Drake, obviously, like, one of the best rappers in the world and all that. Oh, not in the world, but mainstream rappers, whatever. Just like, I mean, these dudes just won a championship to have the gall to like try to walk in the locker room and celebrate with them. Like, dog, like, where do we draw the line, yo? Like, you know what I mean? Like, yo, they just won the world championship. Like,
I feel like there's some like really underrated ones. There's
definitely ones. Yeah, hell yeah.
He pitched a first pitch at a 2011 Indians game.
Yeah.
And there's video footage ahead of of him pitching and throwing the first pitch. And he's talking to the guy, and just like everything he says is just embarrassing. It's just awful. And he's clearly not like
very media trained. Wait, what
does he say? He says, the guy's like, where are you performing? You know, you're in town, you're in Cleveland, you're performing with Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah.
Where are you performing? He's like, it's going to be on a closed off street.
yeah.
And he's like, this is embarrassing. I don't know where it is. He's like, it's a heavily populated area. He says that, and he's like, oh, he's drinking from a double cup. It's just like, there's a lot of like bad stuff there. Just not good. But I like that always, you know, moment when that vine where he's like walking past the guy and he's like, how long have you been a Wildcats fan? And he's like, always. Like, because he says hi to someone next to him,
he's
and
all
he's
smiles.
All smiles.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, a reporter or someone asks him.
I think it's amazing.
How long he's been a Wildcats fan.
And I got a sports moment I do like. Remember when Wale got into it with the Raptors? Was it the Wizards announcing team?
The Wizards, yeah.
And the dude was like, "Who's that's rapper Wale." And the other dude was like, "I don't know. He's no Drake." You remember that? That was crazy. I was like, damn, son. Like, in D.C., he was like, he's no Drake.
Wale has his own sports.
Now, Wale's he's official sports head. You know what I mean? Like, he has his entire affinity for sports and stuff. He's really knee-deep in it. And so, yeah, he's another one of those guys that, you know, as gung ho about his sports as well as other things.
Shoes.
I think what's really impressive about Drake is that he's everywhere. He's completely crossed over into pop where like, and he likes to like walk that line of like, I sing, but I also rap, right? But he can really be him to the point of, and it's legitimate. He's up there and he's a superstar, right? Yeah. But he can be him enough that everyone on Twitter last night was like, what kind of voice is that? Like, where's that coming from? And, like, I see, like, people like Joe Zen is, like, he's Canadian. Like, what'd you expect? Like, it's impressive that he can be himself and still be 100.
Yeah, he has the upper hand in that, man. Like, he's really, like, himself. He doesn't have to put on a front at all. Like, and that's what really works in his favor.
I will say it's a little bit weird that somebody who, like, made his bones by being an actor is so prone to overacting.
Do you think his jokes were not as funny?
I think some of them, like, I think the beginning of the Blake and Drake sketch, like, it's just like him like being like way over the top with it, and then I thought that it got better as it went on. Did anybody else notice that or not?
Yeah,
you
but
didn't
I didn't
it.
See the show.
But yeah. I think that all children actors, all child actors, sort of like overact to a point. So and
yeah, he was on Degrassi. Yeah, like, all he did was overact. Yeah. On
he's not.
Show, you know
he's
mean?
Not a classically trained.
Right.
Was he the same on SNL? I didn't see that episode.
Yeah, yeah. I thought that he was like way over the top.
Yeah, really.
I thought he was pretty good on SNL though. Yeah.
I mean, his Cat Williams was really great.
Why is
Cat Williams?
Why
was
are you doing
good.
Cat Williams?
That was
in 2014.
I know. Right. I know. It was SNL. They don't. You know.
I didn't know that Jamie Foxx was a mentor of his. Till last
yeah.
night. He really? Shouted out Jamie Foxx at the very end, which is like,
oh, yeah?
Thanks for.
Mm-hmm. Well, he tweeted.
He Instagrammed
like
it.
Oh, that's hot.
Yeah. Jamie hit him up on Twitter, being like, "You did an amazing job, Triple Threat." You know.
Yeah.
How many years until his first feature film, Drake? Give it take.
I would say he
was
cameo.
In Ice Age.
Yeah, no, it was a cameo.
No, he had
I'm
that.
Talking about Independence Day style.
No, I'm saying
two years.
Oh, I'm gonna say under.
Yeah,
I'll go under 2 years. Yeah,
you think like a year?
Well, no.
We'll have a Drake feature.
That would mean
film?
That he's already filming it.
I bet he is. I bet he's on his way.
I mean, he was reading scripts, or he said he was reading scripts during his SNL run.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think that even if he like overacted or wasn't as funny as you know some thought, it was a reassurance that he does know how to do more than like,
yeah.
Two
oh no, absolutely. Oh, yeah.
And actually,
yeah.
That's
I'm quibbling.
That's a great comparison to Will Smith.
Yeah.
Because if you look at like Fresh Prince stuff, it's not like he's like a very good actor.
Yeah.
Back then, it was great, but it's not Ali.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And you know his best parts.
Right.
I forget what the one with him and his son.
And
were.
Jade, what was it?
Well,
Pursuit of Happiness.
Pursuit of Happiness. Right.
Awesome. Who's a better actor, Drake? Oh, let's compare him to other Raptors, actually. Rapper
okay.
actors.
Yeah, yeah. So Jeff.
I said Raptors.
No, he Jeff
did.
Jeff coined that term.
So it's a rapper / actor.
Oh, a Raptor.
Is it Raptor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get out
yeah.
Of here.
Yeah, yeah.
That's dope.
The best, well, I mean, you have to go through Ice Cube. You have to go through.
Nah.
No, I'm not saying he's great.
Okay, yeah.
I'm just saying the list of them. Ice Cube, Marky Mark, Eminem.
Marky Mark. Damn, son. You really.
Ja Rule.
Ja Rule.
Damn.
50 Cent, Eminem.
50.
Of course, Pac.
Pac, right.
Yeah.
You know.
So who would you say, where would you say Drake falls?
And then Will Smith, obviously.
I haven't seen him enough. You know, recently, like in enough feature films or television shows.
But where do you think he would land? Rather,
if he really went hard with acting, I think he could be top five.
I agree.
Yeah,
easily.
Did you like the show last night?
I did like the show. I mean, but I like, you know, I like the Chris Brown, Blake, right. All that. The Pacquiao.
I thought the Pacquiao thing was like all right.
I thought it was funny.
Did you?
Yeah.
It was all right.
But I love Frozen, so like they did any reference to it.
But like I think it's such an easy way to go to have like what it was Pacquiao doing like
I really wish I watched the show.
A singing career, right?
See, oh, that in itself means that he did a good job.
What, that he wishes he watches the show?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, sure. No, I think he did a good job.
Yeah.
I just don't think the Pacquiao sketch was great.
No, I think that the Pacquiao thing, if they had like done an extra level to it rather than like funny voice doing the song.
Yeah. I think it's also easy. It's just like, hey, take an athlete and make and put them in a recording studio. It's like SNL does that all the time.
Right.
But they had a lot of funny jokes last night. And they did get, you know, pretty hip hop with things. They had... That, you know, Prince Fielder was on the cover of ESPN, the magazine.
The Body magazine, yeah. Right, yeah.
He made a Rick Ross joke about that
when they
introduced Mayweather and the Money Team for his like whatever award he was presenting. Right. They made a T.I. joke. He was like, I'm getting the T.I. treatment.
I mean, these sound just like all Chris Rock leftovers from the BET Awards.
Damn.
Wow.
I mean, real talk.
He was Chris Rock was hilarious.
Chris Rock bodied that. Like,
he did. I mean,
that's what he does for a living, though, you know?
Yeah, this is true. But it sounds like just leftovers from that.
But, and I think also it's hard to do that in the proximity that they were in, too, because it was so recent.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I also appreciated the Lance cam.
Great. Oh, my God.
Hilarious.
Oh,
that
man.
Was,
I was
my
crying
son, Lance Stevenson.
That was laugh out loud funny.
Who just signed a contract with the Hornets.
The Hornets.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
The former awesome. Bobcats.
The former Bobcats,
so Drake blew...
into Lance's ear.
And then they both blew into Paul George's ears.
Really?
But, Lance played it off very well for the first one, because you thought that he might not be on board.
Right. I didn't know.
Yeah, I was like, oh, wow, like, Drake just, like, you know... He's blowing into this
destroy
dude's ear.
Him.
He does not want it.
Destroy
and
him.
Then
he joins.
Yeah. He joins in.
It was great. He was really funny.
Damn.
Really funny.
Good,
but he's allowed to laugh after he just signed a...
I mean, I don't know how much it was for, but yeah, he's got a brand new deal.
It's 27, I think,
it might
for
be
27
three. Million. Yeah. 20, or 28 million.
You need to switch careers.
Ah, man.
And learn a sport.
Basketball?
You have your own podcast. What are you talking about?
Could you
I'm
play
on
basketball?
27.
Have you ever played basketball?
I've never played basketball.
Did you say learn a sport?
I play volleyball, and I'm learning how to play.
You didn't play soccer? You didn't play, no?
Why soccer?
You know why.
It's because I'm Mexican.
Yes. What the hell, yo?
I tried.
Of course. See, there we go. We know the truth. Don't try to pull that card on me. You know why.
Listen, not all Mexican people can run
amen,
fast.
Amen, amen, amen.
It's just rapido.
We're just fresh off the World Cup, you know? Listen, still got soccer fever.
On that note, coincidentally, we're over 30 minutes.
I
so,
know. Man.
I appreciate you guys coming onto the podcast.
Thanks for having
second
us.
Second time thanks, or first
thanks,
time.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.